Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take CEOs and business owners in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because it best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
I am Michael Houlihan. I'm the founder of Barefoot Wine. I'm also the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand.
Love it. Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I love the challenge. I love the fact that they are all different, but they all have the same principles. So when you work with business, you learn a lot, but you also have a lot to offer.
You do. You do. Question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Getting the word out. It's always been that. Getting the word out.
It is. Yeah, I hear that a lot from other people. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners like yourself in the B2B industry that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
Well, I think you should get Jeff Stevenson of VinoPro. And I also think that I will send you a list. How's that?
I will take a list. I would appreciate that there. So, Michael, you knocked these out super quick because you have 7 minutes and 49 seconds left. I love it. Let's get to question number five. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say there is no such thing as B2B. B2B is really B2B to B2C. At the end of that alphabet, there is always a consumer. When that consumer stops buying, the first B goes down, then the second B goes down, then the third B goes down, and then you go down. I remember in the last crisis, people said, oh, I don't have to worry. I'm B2B. I'm not selling directly to consumer. No, but your customer might be, or he might be selling to somebody who is also selling directly to the consumer. So it's really important for you to sell a product to your business customer and understand how he's going to use it and how he's going to push it on down the distribution system. Try really hard to discover who the end user is of your customer's product that incorporates yours.
Love it. Love it. I love that advice there. But I want to ask you another question. So tell me how soft skills earn hard cash.
Well, soft skills are kind of lost these days because everybody's focused on tech. But the fact of the matter is, if your vendor doesn't like you, he's not going to give you the kind of credit that you need. You're going to have to go out and borrow money from a bank and pay interest on it. Now, what does like mean? It means that he knows, likes, and trusts you. How does that happen? That happens because you meet with them ahead of time. You tell them what your plans for expansion are. You tell them how it includes him. You tell him why he's going to make money if you make money. You include him like he was a partner. The other thing is, if you can't pay your bill, you call him up way in advance and you say, hey, you know, Charlie, I know you're depending on that $50,000 for me that's due in 30 days. I just looked at my cash flow report and you know what? I can't make it, but I got 3 checks coming in and they're earmarked for you. So don't worry, you're going to get paid and I'll be back on track within 90 days. When you talk like that to your vendor, you are exemplifying empathy. You're putting yourself in his shoes. You wouldn't like to collect. He doesn't like to collect. So put him at ease. Don't make him anxious. And he's liable to give you more credit. So there you go. That's how soft skills earn hard cash.
Love it. That is awesome there. Let's get to question number six. Michael, this is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus. Tell me about your first tie, your first sale.
My first sale.
Yes.
Was very interesting. And it's annotated in our new audio book, which we'll talk about at the end of this. But I walked into the office of a buyer for a giant supermarket chain in California with a new wine brand called Barefoot, which later became the world's largest wine brand. And it had never been sold before and he'd never seen it before. And he basically kicked me out of the office. He said, I can't put this in my 250 stores. He says, why, nobody's ever seen or heard of anything called Barefoot. Are you going to spend $2 million on advertising? If you do, I'll put it in. I said, I don't even have $1,000, let alone $2 million. I just got started. You know, what am I going to do? You know, I thought you were the guy that was going to buy it. He says, well, you're going to have to sell it to every mom and pop and every corner grocery store and every independent, because the chains and the big box stores are not going to take it. And so guess what? I said, you know, that's going to take years. And he said, that's right. You better get started. And he kicked me out with that comment. And so I went out and I got started. And sure enough, after 2 years, we made it a household word in California. And true to his word, he put it into his supermarket chain. And that's how Barefoot Wine got started.
Love it. I love that story there, how you started at the top. He said, you need to grind for 2 years. You didn't, you said that's going to take a while. He said, yeah, go do it. And you did it. And you didn't just say, oh, this is too much work. Let's do something else.
No, but I did complain about it. And what's interesting is that we now have a what we call business audio theater. We actually have an audio book where you can listen to the adventures of Michael and Bonnie building the Barefoot brand and basically getting their butts kicked on the hard sidewalk of reality and picking themselves up and going at it again and again and again. So we hope that this will entertain you and we hope you'll learn a few things.
Yeah, definitely we'll check it out there. So you now have 2 minutes and 54 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best of when to be concise and when to end, we get in early. Go.
So, okay. So we're all cloistered because of the virus situation. And, you know, we're looking for things to do. We're climbing the walls. You know, this is a great time to expand your mind, your skill set. This is a great time to be entertained with digital products. We have a audiobook which was just identified as one of the 5 finalists in the business category by the Audiobook Producers Association in New York. So we're very proud of this. It's not like any business book you ever heard. This is a business book where Hollywood actors play the parts with sound effects and music, and their scenes with outtakes. And you don't have the typical, scripted text of business book. Here's the 3 things to got to do, the 5 things to never do, the 20 things your customer wants for you. Basically, this is a story. You can listen to the story. It's a cliffhanger. There's like 10 episodes. And one lady binged on it last weekend. She said it was great for binging. So I highly recommend it. And you can get it at barefootaudiobook.com. You can even listen to a free chapter there. And we're going to put a free chapter in the notes for this podcast.
Awesome. Awesome there. So perfect. You pulled it off, Michael. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. We're going to put one website in the description because I like making it very simple. What website are we going to put?
TheBarefootSpirit.com.
Perfect. Perfect there. Michael, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. Great.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.